Now, there's a very interesting example of a psychosis of this kind in the next to last chapter of Lange's book, The Politics of Experience. It is an actual account of psychosis by an adult man who went in and out. And he gives an image of the fourth kind of crisis to come. A sense of great light, a sense of a terribly dangerous light to be encountered. Ultimate illumination, you might say. This is almost the Buddha light, or the light that's described in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. In that work, there is a very vivid account of this ultimate crisis in the psychosis. The man imagines himself to be in a three-story house. That's the three-story universe of the Old Testament, the old mythological image. He in the middle, beneath most people, those who are not in the run of the quest. In the middle, those seated like himself, waiting for the illumination, you might say waiting for Godot. And above, the realm of higher power and light. And he said, life is a test and an opportunity to learn to make the next step on this journey and go up to the light. Because, he says, everyone has to get to the top. And the creature at the top is God. And God is a madman. He is mad because he has total knowledge, and this is absolutely excruciating, what he knows. That is the image that in Buddhism is called the Bodhisattva. That is the image of Christ crucified. That is the image of Prometheus to the rock. That is the image of Loki tied to the rock. This is the crucified one, the one who knows the sufferings of all mankind, and life is suffering. It is monstrous. It is horrendous. Can you absorb that and say yay to it? That's the final thing. That's the final crisis. And he, at this moment, had the feeling, this is too much. I will explode. And there's a very thrilling passage there. He said, I said to myself, I've got to come out of this. He sat on the edge of the bed for 15 minutes, simply pronouncing his own name, and he came out of his psychosis. This is the remission. When the thing is so terrible, and you aware of where you are a little bit, there is spontaneous remission. If not, you will go through and never come back. That is what the yogi seeks, who seeks release, who seeks absolute absorption in the Atman as the ultimate deliquescence of ego. But now comes the problem of return. There is a great sense of coming back. One can see an image of this, a very vivid one, in the Odyssey of Homer, where Odysseus has gone down. He has gone past the realm of the Lotus Eaters. He's gone through the eye of the Cyclops. He's gone into the realm of elation of Aeolus, and into the realm of depression of the Laestrygonians. And by Circe, he has been introduced to the underworld and gone past that to the world of the sun. And when he comes to the world of the sun, that image of light, the boat smashes, and the waters carry him right back home to Penelope after a little stop off with Calypso for 8 years. But he finally gets back there. So there comes now a reversal of the whole imagery of the regression. There it was, from outside to inside, from time to eternity, from eternity to non-being. And now it goes from non-being to eternity, from eternity to time, from past time to this time, and back. And what is the image now? The image is of rebirth, second birth. A new ego comes forth. This is an ego that is not bound in on its own little self. It is an ego that is the reflex of a larger self and carries those energies of the large instinct system into play in relation to the contemporary world. There's no fear. You're not afraid of nature or of its child, society. which is just as monstrous as nature, can't be otherwise, wouldn't exist otherwise. And the ego is in harmony with this, in accord with it, and these people say, life is richer, life is stronger after this great crisis. The thing is to go through it somehow. How one goes through it without going down and cracking up, cracking off, and collapsing, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go crazy for a little while. But the thing is not to remain there, somehow to come back.